Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, March 23rd. Say goodbye to a top deck attraction. Royal Caribbean announced that on March 31st, it'll be retiring the SkyPad trampoline experience on all of its ships that have it. Mariner, Independence, Spectrum, and Odyssey of the Seas all feature the bungee trampoline, which allows guests to jump while playing virtual reality games through a wearable headset. The cruise line hasn't said what will be replacing the SkyPad experience, but it will continue to be complimentary, whatever it is. In 2019, a Mariner of the Seas guest fractured his pelvis on a 20-foot fall on the ship's SkyPad. He filed a $10 million lawsuit against the cruise company. And a strike in Europe is impacting a cruise line's sea trials. As protests and strikes continue in France over pension reform, the turmoil has now moved to a shipyard in western France. Sea trials for MSC's new ship, the MSC Arubia, have been delayed due to the union strikes. Sea trials were originally supposed to start today. No new date for the trials have been announced yet. Despite the setback, Arubia is still slated for her late May delivery. She's scheduled to be christened in Copenhagen this May. And if you ever wanted to cruise on a new ship before the general public, Celebrity's given you that chance. The cruise line has opened two new preview sailings for the upcoming Celebrity Ascent. The ship, set to debut this December, will be hosting a three-night and a four-night cruise in late November prior to its official launch. The ship's maiden voyage will be a seven-night Eastern Caribbean sailing on December 3rd. Celebrity Ascent is the sister ship to Celebrity Edge, Apex, and Beyond. And cruise line stocks were down on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation down 1.4%, 8.99%. Royal Caribbean down 4.2%, 60.75%. And Norwegian down 3.2%, 12.47%. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Royal Caribbean's Anthem of the Seas at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit Strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.